From Washington, this is VOA News. France deploying more fighter jets against Islamic State militants. President Obama to unveil immigration plan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. France is sending six fighter jets to the Middle East to increase its airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq. The six Mirage jets will be based in Jordan to reinforce French aircraft that are already in the region. French officials say they have identified a second Frenchman in an Islamic State video that shows a severed head of an American aid worker and the beheadings of at least 18 Syrian soldiers. Investigators say they believe the second man was a 22-year-old from a Paris suburb who traveled to Syria about a year ago. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will not open its bases to the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group until his demands are met. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
President Erdogan, addressing reporters before leaving for Algeria Wednesday, ruled out the use of key air bases by anti-Islamic State forces unless Turkey's demands are met in the war against the militants.
Sadece işte bazı emareler var, ihtimaller var gibi.
The international community has not yet taken the steps we have recommended, he says. Mr. Erdogan also warned that an agreement to train Syrians to fight against the Islamic State still has not been finalized. The diplomatic pressure on Ankara will continue, with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden due to visit Istanbul at the end of the week. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The White House says President Barack Obama will address the nation Thursday night to announce details about an executive action on immigration reform. Reports say the plan will eliminate the threat of deportation for 5 million undocumented immigrants. This is VOA News. A World Bank official says the Ebola epidemic will not be as costly to West Africa's economy as previously feared, thanks to effective containment efforts. Francisco Ferreira, the bank's chief economist for Africa, says he expects the cost of the epidemic to be between $3 and $4 billion. The World Bank said last month that the economic impact could be as high as $32 billion if the virus spread significantly outside the borders of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, the three countries hardest hit by the outbreak. The United Nations warns that conflict and insecurity in Africa's Sahel region are worsening the humanitarian crisis there. Lisa Schlein has details.
The humanitarian problems afflicting the nine countries in the Sahel are enormous. The United Nations reports 25 million people in the region do not have enough to eat. It says 6.4 million children are acutely malnourished, and half of the 1.2 million children under age 5 who die each year are dying from malnutrition-related causes. Most worrisome of all, it says, is the fear that West Africa's Ebola epidemic might take hold in the region. Senegal, which has had one case of Ebola and no deaths, has successfully stopped the disease from spreading. But Mali, which has confirmed a fifth case of Ebola, remains on high alert. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The army officer who briefly seized power in Burkina Faso was named prime minister of the country's transitional government. The appointment of Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Zida was announced Wednesday, a day after new interim President Michel Kafando was sworn in. Police in Hong Kong clashed with protesters who tried to force their way into the territory's legislature Wednesday. Protesters used metal barricades to smash windows at the Legislative Council building. About 100 riot police officers responded using pepper spray and batons. At least four protesters were arrested. Three police officers were injured in those clashes. The demonstrators have been calling for fully democratic elections in 2017. Pope Francis condemned Tuesday's bloody attack by two Palestinians at a Jerusalem synagogue that left five people dead, including four rabbis. The two attackers were shot dead by police. The Pope told his weekly general audience on Wednesday he is following with concern the alarming increase in tensions in Jerusalem and other areas of the Holy Land. Russia's foreign minister is calling on Ukraine's government to hold direct talks with separatists to end their seven-month conflict. In a speech Wednesday to the State Duma, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called for the establishment of stable contacts between Kiev and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.